Okay, today we're going to have a town hall meeting. And so what is that? That's just a family get together and let's talk about what's happening, some of your concerns maybe that, or I don't know, they can even be concerns, but just maybe you want to have some feedback. So it's open to everyone, okay? It's going to be very informal. We'll just kind of sit up here I'm going to sit probably on the platform, just kind of sitting there. Somebody's going to walk around with a mic, and we're just going to, if you have a question to ask or a comment or something like that, I want your feedback. We want your feedback as the pastors of this church and the board members to hear what's going on or what, you know, what's going on. So it's not a, wow, finally I just get the chance to rip somebody's face off. It's not going to be that way, okay? I won't even allow that. So if you come with both barrels, you know, kind of ready to shoot, you're not going to hit any targets here this afternoon. But we're going to talk, and it's really important that we do this, about where we are and what's going on. And some things we're adjusting already because some people have gotten some feedback for us. But maybe there's something we're missing. But maybe you just need to have something either heard or said to help you in this family. Because this is what it is. It's a family. You're stuck with us. Well, I guess you're not. You could go somewhere else. But you're stuck with us when we get to heaven, so you might as well make it work here, right? Where are you going to go in heaven? I'll find you, okay? I'll find you and torment you. No, you can't torment in heaven. So, but you know what I want to say? I want to just talk. So what we want to do is everybody's invited for lunch. Wow, right? Okay, so it's going to be in the multi-purpose room. It's a light lunch. There's sandwiches and some fruit, or not some fruit, but some veggies and stuff. So I want you to just, after the service, kind of go down there, grab something to eat, and then come back here. Eat it there, and then come back here. And we'll probably start, if this guy starts preaching pretty soon, we'll probably get her done here, you know, by maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock when we start our town hall meeting. And we have childcare as well. Okay, so if you want to stay with your family, your kids are welcome to come and have something to eat. We want you to be able to engage with us. We kind of want some feedback. We're okay with that. Are you okay with that? Yeah. Okay, so if you're visiting, you're going to think, wow, please come and have lunch with us, all right? We want you to have lunch. And even if you don't want to stay for the meeting after, have lunch, all right? Have you got it? Are you going to have lunch? Okay. And then we'll come back and we'll just have a kind of a get together and talk. It's so important that we do that. All right. So, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Habakkuk. It's one of the most popular areas that we've ever done. Right? Where is it? It's somewhere in the Minor Prophets, okay? It's right here on page 829. In my Bible. Okay, it follows Nahum. Where's Nahum? Just before Habakkuk. All right? And it goes on and on and on like that, okay? Habakkuk is a minor prophet, and he's got a message, and I believe he's got a message for us today. And I think that we need to hear this message, and it's about vision. And so Habakkuk chapter 2 says this, and this, the scripture isn't up on the board here, this first part of it, but the rest of it will be. I will stand my watch in verse 1 and chapter 2 and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I'm to give to this complaint. See, Habakkuk came with a few complaints about where the world was and how he could influence the world, and there was a battle going on, and Habakkuk was just went to God and said, hey, I got these problems, these challenges. And what God wants us to do is understand that we can go to him and we can get direction. And so if we look at verse 2 of that and on for a little ways, it says, then the Lord replied. The Lord will reply to you when you ask him. All right? Some of you are saying, no, God has never spoken to me. He will. Remember we talked about being in the cave with Elijah last week. We talked about prayer. And Elijah was in there, and then there was first of all a wind that tore all the rocks off the mountain. Then there was an earthquake that disrupted everything, and then there was a fire. Like, it's pretty rough times, right? And God wasn't in any of those things. But when all that settled down, he's in a still, small voice. Sometimes you just got to hang in there. Sometimes you got to, we had a week of prayer. It was a powerful time. Sometimes you got to fast and pray. Sometimes you got to get away. Our theme for this year is pray, give, and go. Pray, give, and go. It's pretty simple, but that's exactly what Christ said to his disciples. Pray, give, and go. It hasn't changed. The message is the same. Purpose is the same. Pray, give, and go. And so prayer is that very important. So he said, the Lord replied to him and said, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. So you want it to be able to, something that you can take away, something that you can go for, something that will energize you, something that gets you going. You know what? God has given us a vision. God has given this church a vision 75 years ago to do exactly what I'm talking about. This isn't like, wow, you're so smart, Pastor Jim, and so spiritual. You have this insight, this vision. This vision's been on the table for Richmond Pentecostal Church for 75 years. And it has touched the world already, and it's going to touch the world, and it's going to continue to touch the world. So he says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. Things come in time. And this is the time to see some more of God's vision for RPC to take place. We have these calendar years, 2017. Who would have thought? Like, I was born in the 19s, not the 1900-03 or something like that. Just some of you looking at me going, wow, that's... You look pretty ancient of days. But we have this calendar. God doesn't have a calendar like that. God has a journey for all of us. And there's a time, and even says that some of us won't make it all the way to the end of the journey, because at least the way we expect the journey to be, because we'll be called home. So back there to that, he says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. So don't give up. Be tenacious. Hang in there. Believe. Even though you can't see something, just because you don't see it doesn't mean that God's not doing something. He's alive and well and fills the earth, just like we sang. He's in everything. He's in the darkness when the sun comes up and it blows away the day. Don't you like that? I love it. I love God. I got up this morning and I opened the curtains and so you could see the sun just coming up. Actually, no clouds, and it was the sun coming up. It's awesome. It's beautiful. And in the summer, we're going to have some of those beautiful sunsets. And we're going to have some of them hot days when you wish, oh, man, it was cooler. Now you wish it was warmer. You're never happy. You know that? We're never happy. So just hang in there. Do not give up. Have some tenacity. Have some hanging in there, some stick-to-itiveness. And that's exactly what RPC has done for 75 years. They've hung into the vision to touch people's lives. And I don't even know how many people got saved this last year. Our last count, we don't really kind of keep a big, heavy-duty score. I think it's written down somewhere. I don't know how many were baptized. Do you have any idea, Pastor Stephen? 20? 20, something like that. We'll get all those numbers for you. I'm not hung up on numbers as much as what God is doing. What's God doing in people's lives? We have people that flew in from China and got saved and went back. We have somebody came from Italy and got saved and went back. And we have people that have gone over and led people to Jesus in different countries, and we're going to continue to see that happen. So here's the message translation of Habakkuk 2. And then the Lord God answered his complaint. He says, write this, write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. Big font, all right? Big font, 64, 84, 96 font. Write it out. Make it bold. Use some type of script that just has these big letters. Tell everybody and then get going with it. Don't have everybody just gather and then just say it out and then just don't do anything about it. It says here, so it can be read on the run, the vision message, a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. If you read in Romans chapter 8, it says that the creation is groaning. Creation is groaning for God to come back and change everything. We need to be groaning and wrestling and wanting something so bad that's all we think about. Because he's coming back. And I want to scoop as many people out of the fires of hell, the flames of hell, before Christ comes back for his church, so that he loses and we win. So it aches for the coming, can hardly wait. It doesn't lie. It seems slow in coming, but wait, it's on its way. It will come right on time. God's never late. He answers prayer. Do you believe that? Tyler asked him to come up and would you come up for a few minutes? I need this other microphone here, so. You guys know Tyler? Huh? So Tyler, especially in this last week or so, God has really spoken to you. You asked for prayer, and so tell us what happened, okay?
Yeah, I just...
Is that on? There you are.
I just realized how wrong I've been in a lot of things I've been doing in my life, and, started repenting and came to the church and got prayed over, and I couldn't stop the tears, and he started showing me some things in my life that are really important, things in the Bible that I didn't really pay attention to before, you know, like when Paul talks about I look at everything as a loss, you know, and things that meant a lot to me before, material things. Don't get me wrong, God's blessed me with a business and a lot of things, but the things that are really important, like bringing people to God, you know, and just being in his word, being thirsty for his word, and, you know, the Bible college we had yesterday, like some amazing things came out of that, you know, like I'm just so thankful that God is merciful, because, you know, I realize how much of a wretch I really am, and it's powerful to know how graceful he is, you know, even though I still feel pretty low and condemned right now, you know, I know that he has mercy, and he will show him to me, you know, and he has shown me glimpses of hope, and that I have to keep moving forward, you know, so... And it's amazing to have a church like this that I just feel the love, I feel the joy all the time I come here. I need to come here. I need this every Sunday, you know. I came every week, every day this week, not to say that I'm good, but I needed it. Like, came every day at 6 o'clock and just prayed. And again, you know, God shed some tears and, you know, just, man, it's amazing. So I'm grateful for this church and for God, the God of my understanding, you know. He is the God of mercy and the God of, he can make anything happen in your life, you know, and he's grown me and my wife relationship stronger, a lot stronger, and that's something that I've had to look at. That's one of the main things I've had to look at, right, is my relationship and am I being a godly husband, you know, and yeah, so there's a lot. It's sometimes overwhelming, but I know it's just one day at a time. So thank you all for being here, and thanks.
Amen. Don't go away. Christy, would you come up?
Tyler actually took the scriptures literally and said, I come to the church and I want the elders to pray for me. So it just happened that we're kind of all over in our ministries, but there was five or six of us that came around and prayed and anointed him with oil. Yeah. So this couple has come a long ways. Isn't that awesome? Huh? What I want you to do now is I want you to stand. And we're going to pray for them, okay? We prayed for them as the elders. We're going to pray for them as the family of God. And Elaine, would you come and pray for this couple? And there are others of you here that you can just receive this prayer as well for yourselves.
Father, we just thank you so much for this couple. And Lord, I just, first of all, thank you for their faithfulness for this last year and all the times that they've been here. Lord, they've come early. They've been using the library. They've been just making use of all the resources in this church. And they've been asking for your help. And they've time and time again have been humbling themselves. And so, Father, I just ask right now a special blessing and anointing here on this couple, and especially in this new year. They've really come to know you in a personal way. They've come to ask you for many, many things, God, and they have shown me over and over that it is okay to ask. It's okay to be who you really are and ask God. So I just pray this, Lord, that every single one of the prayers that they have, the desires of their heart, Lord, that you would bless them, that you would protect them and walk with them wherever they go each and every day, and pick up their spirits when they're down, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, Christy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You could just turn it off and put it down there if you want. Yeah. Thank you. Awesome, eh? God is doing good stuff. So, you know, Habakkuk says, write it down. Write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message. 2 years ago, I shared the vision that I had for Richmond Pentecostal Church that God placed on my heart. And like I said, it's in line with what other pastors have had here for Richmond. We're not specially unique that we're going to do everything for God, but we are specially unique that this is our corner of the vineyard, right? And so we just have to plant and grow and trim and clip and reach out and watch God do some amazing things. And he has been, and he will continue to do so. So as you can see, it's our 75th anniversary on this year. And so we're going to celebrate. Elaine has been working very, very hard. She's been putting together history, and she's been putting together the course of the whole idea of the weekend. And so we're going to invite pastors, former pastors, and all former members. And so if you know somebody we don't know that was connected with this church, we want to have a big celebration on Saturday night. We'll have a banquet, and then we'll have somebody speak that night, or maybe a few pastors, or no, but that wouldn't probably be good because we'd go right into the morning, you know, preachers. But anyways, we'll have some people share, and we'll have some memories, and we'll have maybe some quartets, and we'll have some of the music from the different eras, and so we're just gonna have a really good time. And then on Sunday morning, we're gonna have a powerful service. We're gonna have a powerful service. 75 years. We're going to celebrate the work that Christ did, and so we're just going to have a great time as we celebrate that. So, pray, give, and go. Last week we talked about prayer, and we'll continue to talk on that for a while. next week, Thomas Spiridigliosi, my Italian friend, will be here speaking about the ministry of NLI, which is he's connected with in Italy and in different parts of Europe. He was here before, about this time last year. And so he's going to talk to us about, we do support his ministry, and so he's going to talk to us about where he's going and what his vision is for that ministry. And then on the 29th, I'll continue with prayer. So last year, the theme was equipping for ministry. And we did. We taught on the gifts, and we actually launched out in our missions in a great way, and we started some new home groups, and there was a whole bunch of things that we did to try to equip you, to get you ready to do what God wants you to do this season of ministry this year. And so that's to pray, to give, and to go. When I came here, I was pretty bold and said, I have a 10-year vision. Now some of you look at me and go, phew, will you make it? You know, like, actually, I have a goal set already. Some of you were thinking that, weren't you? I have a goal. I want to preach on my 100th birthday. Probably not here. Probably get rid of me long before then. But there was one of our preachers in the Pentecostal assemblies, Joe Bidle, who actually was here for a short time, who preached on his 100th birthday in Summerland. 100, that's my goal. Not only that, but I want to get all that pension money from the government before I die. So I shared that because I do. I have. Now, we're 2 years into that, so there's 8 years left. So I want to share some of what God has done and what he's doing and where we're going in the next years. And so, missionally, God's direction and health for the body of us, our believers here at RPC. There's a physical aspect, it's buildings and property, and then there's a personal, individuals and families. And so, missionally, we'd talked about care and an environment, creating an environment that's conducive to discipleship and to growth. Also, I try to create a place where it's okay to fail. Do you know how important that is? The pressure on not to fail, not to ever show any weakness, not to ever fail in your relationship, fail in your walk with Christ, fail in your finance, fail in anything, because there's so much shame that comes with that. I want to create a family atmosphere. I want the Holy Spirit to create a family atmosphere where it's okay to fail. Because I'll guarantee you something. By the time I'm done being your pastor, you'll learn forgiveness, because I'll give you lots of opportunities. And we need to be able to be who we are, led by the Spirit of God. But if we mess up, we know that we can be reconciled and healed and forgiven and loved. Do you hear that? All of us need that. All of us, at all ages, we need that. So prayer was obviously critical, and I appreciate the different prayer meetings that go on in our church, people who pray in their vehicles. And, you know, the wonderful thing is some of you get even extra special opportunities to pray in your vehicle when you're stuck in the tunnel or on the Alex Fraser Bridge, you know, for an hour and a half or something like that. You can pray. And I know you do pray. Come on, Lord, get the traffic moving. But you could also pray about some other things. And then we need to celebrate on Sundays. That's what I wanted to see. And, you know, the thing that really blessed me in this church is the freedom in worship that's here. The freedom in worship. I love it. And that we can be spontaneous and we can let the Holy Spirit lead the service. Last Sunday, our altar call was in the middle of the service. And God did some amazing things. I wanted small groups to grow, and so they have been growing. We have Jeannie who's looking after our small groups. All Nations College, Bible College. Just as Tyler said, we have, like, I think there was about 17 there between the two classes yesterday, but I don't know how many. I think there was a couple missing. But that was just an interaction. The first level has got, they're teaching about discipleship and then just basically kind of getting them cemented in a foundation. And the level two is hermeneutics and homiletics. How many of you know what that is? They're big words. They're you pay big money to use those words. Intuitions. What it is how to study the Bible and then how to preach it. And so we're just having a great time. So we finish hermeneutics, so you understand how to kind of exegete, pull the scriptures apart. And now we're learning how to preach that. We got 17 or 18 preachers coming up that'll be able to preach. And some of them, I looked in their face just now and they went, missions. Missions is awesome. And I'll talk a bit about that, but my heart is missions, and I think your heart is too, by the way we respond. Equipping the body for ministry. We did quite a bit of work in that whole area of the gifts and then mobilizing the body. We want to encourage you to go forth in your ministry, in your gift. We want you to stretch out and say, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to lead something, or I want to go somewhere. I want to do something. And we had lots of new people who have been engaging in different ministries that we have here in RPC. So personal is a balanced life. That's really hard in this world. How many of you kind of get up on Monday morning and it just starts cranking you up, right? And by Friday, you're just going, oh, man, I'm wiped. I'm wrecked. And that's the world we live in. And we need to bring a balance in there. And so the balance is spiritual. It's physical. And it's emotional. And we need to work on that. Because the healthier you are, the stronger you are, the more you can do for God. And the more you can enjoy his creation. Marriages are so important. Marriages are under attack in a huge way in our society, and in our churches. And as a result, families as well. We need to have values that say marriage is essential. It's what God has created for a man and a woman. Families are a result of that. And if there's any education, if there's any input that lasts for the entire life of a person, it's their family relationships. I'll be 64 at the end of this month. I know you don't believe that I probably don't look that at all. And some of you are thinking, no, you look more like 94. Some of you are nicer and you would say maybe 58 or even 38, but I'm none of those, none of the above. I'm 64 coming up, and I'm still dealing with junk from my upbringing. I still have to deal with stuff that messed me up when I was growing up. And I talk to somebody about that. And when I do, and God brings healing in there, man, I'll tell you, what a difference. I think it'll be ongoing. Because it was a pretty big mess. I encourage you, work on that. Work on that. Elaine and I, we're going to be available for counseling. If you want to stop and talk with us, we'll be available on Wednesday afternoons. So you just phone into the office, make an appointment. There's not any cost to that, but we just feel that that's part of our care for you. And so whatever it is, all right, whoever you are, well, you may say, well, what if the person, maybe it's not for me, maybe it's for somebody I know. What if they don't come to the church? It's okay. Just, we'd love to talk with them. We won't be able to do a lot because Wednesday afternoons will maybe a couple, three appointments. But. And then there's buildings and property. repairs and upkeep of this structure. We have, I think it's either 4 or 4.5 acres here in Richmond. We have these big buildings. Pastor Randy, this guy's amazing. Don't sneak out in the hall, Pastor Randy. You'll see him. If he tries to hide now, he'll be the guy at the piano, okay? But not only is he a phenomenal worship leader, but he is an amazing administrator, and we have done some amazing things. If you'll, I'll tell you about those in a few minutes. New construction. We have talked about this when I came here in 2015. We talked about it in 2016. We're going to start it in 2017, I think, because we have a meeting with the city hall probably in February to start planning to build a new daycare and a seniors complex. And the third phase is a community center with a church, whatever that looks like, inside of that community center so that we can use those as tools to reach out to our community. We're not going to make a RPC spa where we all get really nice individual seats and we get, all sorts of perks. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to do something that touches our community. And for me, by the time the seniors' home gets done, I want a view of that field over there and those mountains. And even if I can't see it at that age, I still want it. Because the whole thing is we got to answer the why question. Why do we exist? Why do we exist here at 9300 Westminster Avenue or Highway? Why? It's not to be another church in Richmond. It's to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel to Richmond and to preach the gospel wherever he sends us in the world. We are so blessed. We have a paved pathway to the second biggest international airport in Canada. It's about 15 minutes from here. I would love to see us have a bus, and I said this before, that takes a team out to go somewhere in the world while they pick up the team that just came back to share what happened in the world. I would think that's pretty cool. And I believe we're going to see some of that kind of stuff happen. So where are we today? We're 2 years into the vision. So I started writing some stuff down. So bear with me. We're going to get you lunch anyway, so you won't starve. Where are we in our missions? Locally, where are we? We have an outreach to our neighborhood and our community. We have outreach to our neighborhood and community. We have given in our benevolence fund to not only within our church, but to those around between $4,000 and $5,000 last year. People who have needs. We have a benevolence program. We have the All Nations Bible College, which we just talked about. We have ESL, and enrollment has increased. Pastor Stephen, is that right? How many people? 70? 70 people are here, not only learning about how to speak English, but learning about how God loves them. And we have our ESL. Who are our ESL teachers in here? Can you just stand up? Come on, don't be shy. Okay, 1, 2, 3, there they are. Right? Awesome. This is a powerful ministry. And more teachers are volunteering. We're running out of room. This is great because Pastor Randy also kind of coordinates the rooms, and there's people that are, oh no, we need this room and we need that room, and people are in the hallway. It's like the hospitals. We're treating people in the hallways. And it's great, and so that's why we need to increase our footprint here and build differently. Our daycare. Chantal is the manager of our daycare, and she has done an she is doing an amazing job. They have 225 kids, is that right? 225 kids. Have you ever been in that environment? And now all of them high-five me. And so they don't get to their classes as fast as they used to because they got to stop and look in pastor's office and do the high five thing. And they are so cute, and there's so much life in them. They just come down the stairs and they're running upstairs. We have out of school care, and it just sounds like somebody unloaded a bus of elephants. And they just run and they have lots of fun, and it's so awesome. But they are telling their parents about Jesus. And they're coming to Christ. It's not a daycare, it's a ministry. So thank you, Chantel. And the things that we do, we have a Christmas concert, which was awesome last year, and a summer barbecue that reaches out to the parents that don't go to church. Then there's Kangaroo Cafe, and that's Elaine's, her vision to just open it up to our neighborhood. And so in the lobby, in the foyer there, every Thursday morning from 9:30 to 11, sometimes up to 40 people with their kids, like, you know, 40 altogether, but all these little kids come, and they just have fun, and they play, and they write on the tiles with crayons, and they just, they eat all sorts of stuff and throw up. It's just a really neat thing. And then they want to get connected, so some of them end up in daycare, and some of them end up in ESL, and some of them end up in a church. Thanks, Lane. You and Debbie. Where's Debbie today? Debbie here? Yeah. Thank you. You guys are just amazing, and they set up all these things, and these kids are just like, oh, I just walk through there and go, and they're all high-fiving, and it's so cool. So what kind of outreach do we do right now for our province and our nation? Pastor Dan just talked about the Yukon trip. We have BC Campus Ministries, where we have chaplains in our universities. We support that. We supported Alert Bay. It's a little tiny church up on the Vancouver Island, just way up in the corner of Vancouver Island. God's Garden, which is another small church plant in Victoria. We've helped Spark, which is a preteen girls conference that happens in our province, and we were able to spend some money and sponsor them. Supporting our district ministry through our tithes. We tithe to our district so that they can reach out and use that money to support our Bible college as well. We support the Richmond Food Bank. We have three children through Child Plus, which is a support program through ERDO, which is one of our branches in our Pentecostal assemblies. So that's, what about globally? In RPC 2016, we sent people to minister in Ukraine, Italy, Sicily, India, Philippines, Turkey, and Sri Lanka. And I might have missed some. Isn't that awesome? Like, that's from us. We also support full-time workers in Brazil, Italy, Zambia, Thailand, Canada, India, and Senegal. That's what you do. That's what comes in. That's where your money goes. We have a program to sponsor people reaching out with the gospel in these different countries. And we have a Syrian family that is so wanting to come to Canada. Right, Jeannie? We're waiting. Everything's in place. Actually, everything's in not my place anymore. We have a... We have a bunch of stuff already stored in our house for them, and a whole bunch of stuff in a container or in a storage shed. And when they come, they're going to have an awesome house. God has provided amazingly. So we need to pray that the bureaucracy would just part. Let's do that right now. Jeannie, would you come up and we'll pray for that? Would you do that? No? You're not supposed to say no to your pastor. Where did that microphone go? Elaine? No? Or would you pray from there with a microphone? She didn't have a voice. Just in the last minute or so? Let's pray for Jeannie's voice then, and then we'll pray for the family, okay? So, yeah, just, Father, we pray right now for Jeannie that you would just strengthen her voice and heal her. And at the same time, Lord, we think that one day we're going to sit together like this with this precious family that you have given us into our care. Encourage them right now. Open the door. Cut through the red tape. We know that politics and bureaucracy and world events are changing things and timetables and that, but we just pray that you'll just cut through that and they would get here soon. And we would just love to love them right here. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Jeannie. All right. Physically, renovations. The daycare upstairs has been completely renovated. Except for, we're just waiting for a bit more work in the ladies' washroom, but absolutely amazing. New carpets, new paint. Everything is phenomenal. Looks really good. Everybody's happy. New lighting all through there. It's really good. The parsonage, or that's what we called it in the old days, the manse for some of you, but it's actually just a house that used to be over here. You can see that it's no longer there. That's part of our plan for where we're going in this year, even. We're not quite sure what we're going to do with that yet, but it's not there anymore. The property looks really good. The snow fences will come down because the snow's over. They were to protect the trees. If you'll walk up and down the hallways, you'll find that there's new glass doors on our offices. There's new beautifully frosted doors on the mom's and parents' rooms, which have been completely redone. And the washroom right here is completely redone. It looks awesome. The nursery room is ready now for moms. The fireside room has been completely renovated. We have new structures, and those are, I've already mentioned to you what we're going to do when we connect with the city planning. So that's what we've seen happen in 2016. Just quickly, what's going to happen in 2017? I would love to see a prayer intercessory group formed where people just pray and just pray for the direction. I believe that we'll be able to give. This year, when you come to the AGM, you're going to be blown away at the amount of money that God gave to RPC last year. Unbelievable. Well, there's a lot of faith in that statement, isn't there? Unbelievable. No, it's not unbelievable because God is able to supply all our resources. But he has overshot anything we dreamed of. And we are becoming a warehouse where stuff comes in and we get it out again because more stuff's coming in. So we need to continue to do that. And we want to go. We want to send others out to our local Richmond and globally. We want to connect with and encourage our Steveston church. There's another church that's starting up here. It's called More Than 12, and I've been in contact with the pastor, and they're going to reach out to young adults, Asians. And so it's going to be an amazing thing. And so I'm going to meet with them and find out what we can come alongside. Billy Graham's having a crusade on March. What is the dates? 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And we're a part of that. And some of you taking the training, that's going to be the whole Vancouver area. We're going to be part of that. We're going to have Alpha here starting on April the 21st. And we'll have some posters and banners. We need people who will come alongside. We need people who will cook. We need people who will manage the tables and do the facilitating of the... We're going to have it awesome. Right? Yeah. Okay. We're going to have another block party. We're going to connect with some street ministries in Richmond. This is really exciting. This has been on my heart for a long time, but Elaine and I are tomorrow going to Summit Pacific College, because we're going to sit down with the coordinator for the Bible College, because we're going to start a satellite Bible College school right here from Summit. So you can get 3 credit courses on a bachelor's degree. Actually, what we're going to focus in is on 10 credit courses for sure, so that if you wanted credentials with the PAOC to preach in that, you can get them. And those are core courses that you can transfer into any program that you want. And we have the faculty right here. Pastor Stephen has a doctorate. I have a doctorate. Elaine has a master's. Pastor Dan, where are you? You're going to have a master's degree real soon. Yay. So we have a faculty right here. And President Dave Demchuk is really excited about this. And so I'm excited as well. And I want to have a ministry fair in our church in February because I think we don't showcase our ministries enough, and I know some of you want to get involved. Where are we going globally? I'd like to see us impact China. I'd like to see us impact the Philippines, and I'd like to see us impact Russia because I think the doors are closing in Russia, and we need to get there and help get the underground church strengthened somehow. So that's it. Are you excited? Hey? All right. That's who we are. That's what we're doing.